KSKA and KAKM invited all the mayoral candidates to appear on our running program last week. Four candidates accepted: Dan Sullivan, Paul Honeyman, Phil Isley, and Bob Lupo. Sullivan, who served as mayor for the past 3 years, maintains he's doing a good job and should be reelected.
When I ran 3 years ago, I said I was going to restore fiscal discipline to the city. I was going to work on getting crime, particularly violent crime, down. I wanted to take a leadership role in energy for South Central, and I wanted to work to maintain our public assets. I think we've done a good job in all those areas.
Honeyman, who after a long career in law enforcement, has served on the Anchorage Assembly for the past 2 years, representing East Anchorage, says he's running for mayor for three reasons.
The first is to restore the public process to the municipal government. The second is to restore your faith in the budget and finances of the municipality. And lastly, I believe we must perform our services and programs of the municipality better, and I believe I'm that person.
The candidates are divided on several issues, including controversial Proposition 5, the Anchorage Equal Rights Amendment, which would add protections in housing and employment for gays, lesbians, and transgender people to municipal code. Sullivan opposes the measure. He vetoed a similar measure that passed the Assembly in 2009.
And the reason I did was that after literally 800 people testified, about half for, about half against, and there was not one single documented incident where someone had lost their job or lost their housing because of their sexuality.
Honeyman supports Prop 5.
You know, in 2012, it's just silly that we're even debating whether or not people are equal and they deserve equal rights and respect.
Phil Isley and Bob Lupo have both run before without success. Neither have served in public office.
I'm honest. I'm old. I think I know what's going on. I've been a resident here for 31 years.
That's 71-year-old Lupo, who served in the military and taught electronics at the University of Alaska. Phil Isley says he's running to give people a choice.
I'd like to point out that there's four other candidates, although sometimes you may not notice that because we don't get much coverage in the news.
Isley says he'd like to see more people get involved with their government and change it.
I believe that we can change it. I'd like to see us change it more. Probably to make it more like it was when I was younger, to where we had more industry, more private sector business.
On the fringe are Jacob Seth Kern and Bruce J. Lemke, neither of whom have actively campaigned. According to a poll conducted last week by Dittman Research and Communications, Sullivan leads Honeyman by a large margin. Matt Larkin is the president of Dittman and managed the poll, which was done by telephone. Larkin says pollsters asked voters whether they were voting for Sullivan or Honeyman.
56% responded Dan Sullivan, 35% Paul Honeyman. 8% are undecided, and 1% indicated they intend to vote for somebody else. It indicates very strong support for current Mayor Sullivan.
Another poll by Dittman Research and Communications found support for Proposition 5. 50% said they would vote yes, while 41% said no. 9% said they were undecided. Voters will also decide on seven other ballot measures. The polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. across Anchorage tomorrow. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.